the rebound, in it goes, Bruno Fernandes, a sweet moment for him, Aston Villa's nemesis. Bruno scores his seventh goal against Villa. The Villa fans have been giving him stick. They've gone very quiet now. They've got the job done. They've beaten Villa 1-0.
Glory, glory, Manchester United. Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. And in this episode, we'll analyze our last game with Aston Villa. How did you anticipate this game? Honestly, I anticipated a 1-0 win for us because I thought we were bad at scoring goals. And I mean, I was just hoping we could just get a goal and just get a win. Unfortunately, it happened like that. And our goal scorer was Bruno Fernandes. Honestly, I'm very glad we won this game because of the top four we're chasing this season. We actually need to like rack up goals or rack up wins. But let's go to the statistics of the game to know how the game went. We had 57% ball possession, they had 43. We had 14 total shots, they had 7. We had 2 big chances, they had none. We had 1 big chance missed, they had none. We had 434 accurate passes, they had 289. We had 16 fouls committed, they had 7. We had 7 offsides, they had 3. We had 1 corner, they had 4. We had 14 total shots, they had 7. We had 6 shots off target and they had 2. We had 6 shots on target, they had 1. We had 2 block shots, they had 4. One of our shots hit the woodwork and none of theirs hit the woodwork. We had 8 shots inside the box and they had 5. We had 6 shots outside the box and they had 2. Honestly, it's an average game. But I'm just glad we had at least equal shots on target with our shot off target. I mean, 6 each. But I mean, our players are more precise again with our shots to have more shots on target compared to shot off target. 3 passes. We had 511 total passes and they had 370. We had 434 accurate passes and they had 289. We had 278 passes in our own half and they had 187 passes in theirs. We had 156 passes in their half and they had 102 passes in ours. We had 36 accurate long balls and they had 32. We both had 1 accurate cross. We had 28 throws, they had 21. To the defense, we had 11 tackles won, they had 7. We had 12 interceptions, they had 2. We had 3 blocks and they had 2. We had 17 clearances and they had 18. We had 1 keeper save and they had 5. I guess the keeper works so hard to deny us our goal. To the duels, we had 35 duels won, they had 42. We had 29 ground duels won, they had 36. We both had 6 aerial duels won. We had 8 successful dribbles, they had 5. We got to yellow card and they got none and there was no red card. Honestly, I would say they were more forceful in the game than us. I mean, we meant to play better than this and we stopped our game again, our bad games, and we couldn't score more than 1. Although their keeper was active in the game, and I guess it was the reason why we were denied a lot of goals. But still, I see think our players could have turned up and looked for ways. At the end of the day, we are grateful we got the win and that was in the top 4. Player of the match was Casemiro. So the big chances created, Fernandes created the only big chance of the game. 3 total shots, Rashford, Casemiro and Eriksen had the game highest. They had 3 each. Fernandes had 2, Savitsa had 1, and Lindelof also had 1. And in the top 10 total shot rating of the game, we had 6 players. To the pass success, Shaw had the game highest, he had 83. Lindelof had 63. Dalot and Eriksen had 50 each. Casemiro had 49. Malaysia had 40. And in the top 10 pass success rating of the game, we had 6 players. To the successful dribbles, Sancho and Dalot had 2 each. Fred, Rashford and Malaysia had 1 each. And in the top 10 successful dribbles rating of the game, we had 5 players. To the tackles one, Fernandes, Sancho, Dalot, Malaysia and Casemiro had 2 each. And Shaw had 1. And in the top 10 tackles on rating of the game, we had 6 players. Honestly, it was still an average game from us. And I was really glad we got the win. But let's go to the blog post, what the bloggers have to say about our team, our players, and we possibly the fans. Now this blog post here says, Erik ten Hag insists Manchester United star back to his best. Let's dive in. The Brazilian midfielder was key to the Red Devils winning the midfield battle at Old Trafford at the weekend. Keeping an informed Villa midfield of Jacob Ramsey and John McGinn, Douglas Lewis and Leander Tendonka at bay, while also providing some attacking quality too. Casemiro hit the crossbar during the game. The performance comes after a tricky few months for Casemiro, who missed a long run of games due to being sent off twice in quick succession in the Premier League. Speaking to the club's official website after Sunday's game, manager Ten Hag was keen to praise the defensive midfielder's upturn in form. I think that in every season, you see no one is always playing brilliant and playing at such a high level, Ten Hag began. And maybe some games also by suspension, the rhythm is broken and then you have to get back. back. But today, this was the Casemiro we have seen almost all season. And he brings so much in organization and composure and determination. His leadership is then so important for us because others go with him. He's an example. Ten Hag will be hoping Casemiro continues this fine form when Manchester United travel to the Amex Stadium on Thursday for a tricky clash with high-flying Brighton and over Albion. Honestly, I just hope Casemiro will be there for us. I mean, Brighton has proved their worth this season. I mean, they're a well-rounded team, they're well-composed, and facing them is going to be a big-ass clash. What else they have at blog post? So in our next game, we'll be facing Brighton or Albion. Honestly, if I'm to anticipate, I want to anticipate a 1-0 for us, even if we can get a goal. Because, I mean, we faced Brighton like 3 times this season and we only won with a penalty. I mean, with the penalty shootout. That was in the FA Cup semi-final. So hopefully we can get the win. Even if it's a slight win, honestly, it will be appreciated. So until the next episode, we'll be analyzing our next game with Brighton. Remain red and forever remain red.